Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Idea Man.
Eric, 10 picks is a ton of picks, but how am I going to argue with math?
Innovator.
Xavier McKinney has proven, you know, he's showcased himself in a big way.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
And now he's on track to blow through years. Is that going to be accurate then if it's at 16? Is your 10 really that bold?
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. How are you, Tausch?
Good morning, Vinny. How are you?
Hey, you still on the lamb?
Vinny, send help. I need help. Good morning.
Never did get that picture of you with today's paper. I'm still concerned, pal.
God, I laughed so hard when we finished up the other night, it was bright and early. But, man, what a good conversation. I just was listening to you guys with Murph, and I love the fact that we had a discussion last week about how, you know, with the Bucks and both the Packers, I think that expectation game that, you know, Murph was talking about. And I love the fact that Vince decides to let Murph know that this is what the Brewers fans, the 35,000 people. Hey, Murph, I just want to let you know, we weren't booing you because we're disappointed in you. We were trying to encourage you. But it's always fascinating because players will say and coaches will say that none of that stuff affects them. And I love the fact that Murph just came out and said, you know what? It did affect us, and it affected us in a good way. And it's just another reminder. And it's not for Vinny, when you get together with the 40,000 and let them know kind of what the plan is for booing and cheering, you make sure that fans really can impact the game. And when it's football, it's making noise on third down, it's doing this. And in baseball, obviously, I think if you're booing every night, it's probably not great. But I just thought, wow, that to get that insight and to hear kind of how much that affected the guys, pretty powerful stuff.
Do you buy my explanation there, Tausch, as a fan?
Like, what did you say? It was a friendly,
a caring boo.
I don't know.
We booed because we cared.
I have to admit I was chuckling as I was hearing it because I love that you have now like taken the mantra of, you know, voice of it. But I do. I think, you know, there's differences, right? When I can remember last year when Green Bay was struggling, it was 2-5 and, you know, we got the first down was with like 2 minutes left against the Vikings up there, up at Lambeau. And it was the jeering, like, hey, way to go, boys. You finally got a first down. That was not the vibe that you're getting. So you can tell fans or players know. And a lot of times when it's disappointing and you just are looking for a kick in the butt and the fans just want you to win so bad. And it's not that mocking. I do think there's a big difference. And how cool is it? If you're a fan and you're going to be out there getting to the postseason games and to know that you can have that kind of an impact is I think it's awesome for, you know, for the fans to hear that the players and the coaches both acknowledge that that does make a difference.
So what do you do then Sunday afternoon at Lambeau Field? You want Aaron Jones to know that you love him and always will love him, but at the same time, you don't want him to do well. What do you do?
I'm not booing that guy.
I think that, and what we've seen teams do is you throw a little something up there early in warm-ups, you know, a little video montage, and Aaron Jones is going to know that people respect and appreciate what he did, but you want to make it uncomfortable. I'm not interested if he has a long run and our fans, you know, cheering that. That's not what we're looking for, but for sure beforehand, I don't think anybody has a problem. We'll meet with Vinny. Vinny, when we meet with all the fans, we'll kind of figure out what that right approach is going to be for how we approach Aaron Jones' return to Lambeau.
I'll issue a memo later today, Tausch, with some points so you have something in front of you for when
we meet. Yes, I think we all just need to be educated as far as we're all looking for whatever that might be. So, yeah, that sounds like a great idea, Ben.
I got you, my friend. 7:59 on Wisconsin's Morning News.